stop right there. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Put your arms into wings. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Then you flap those things. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Fly around in a circle. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around.
When is a benefit concert more than just a concert? When it's a show put on by Concord native and Grammy-winning Dan Zanes. We talked with Dan this past March when his old rock band, the Del Fuegos, reunited for a series of shows that ended here in New Hampshire. His current band, Dan Zanes and Friends, tours the world, playing what he calls exuberant, handmade 21st century social music for enthusiastic crowds of kids and kid sympathizers. This weekend, he'll be back on stage in Concord, along with several local musicians, for a benefit for the Friendly Kitchen. The Soup Kitchen lost their building in a fire last spring, but continues to operate at Sacred Heart Parish in Concord. Dan joins us by phone now from New York to talk about the benefit shows. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Dan, one of those local musicians you'll be playing with tomorrow is here in the studio, fiddlist Fiona Shea.
Hey, Fiona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So, Dan, what's the inspiration behind the Dan Zanes and Friends shows?
Well, I live in New York, for one thing, so there's music all around me from all around the world, so there's influence everywhere, but that's the way music is.
Fiona Shea is here. She's part of your band here in Concord when you come up and play. And Fiona, how did you get started with it? How did you end up with Dan Zanes and Friends?
My fiddle teacher at the time, Carolyn, and Dan's mom, Hope, asked me to play on one tune that year and then the next year to come back and play the full shows.
No kidding. That's a pretty heady experience to be up on stage doing that.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet. So, Dan, I mean, from your perspective, young people come in and they come up and they come back year after year. I mean, that's going to be a pretty gratifying experience.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And I think the thing is, it's been so good having Fiona in there, besides just having a great fiddle player, is that for young people in the audience, they look up and they see her playing. And I think that really inspires them in a much different way than looking up there and seeing me play. I mean, I hope that when they see me play, they want to make their own music. But when they see Fiona play, I'm sure they do.
And so from Fiona, from your perspective, what are you seeing from the stage? You know, what are you seeing going on in the audience? Can you see out?
A little bit. Mostly the kids' excitement. Yeah, I was nervous at first, but after looking out and seeing them jumping around and not caring whether you messed up or not, they just love it no matter what you do.
Dan, who shows up to these shows? Who do you see in the audience?
It's people of all ages, and that includes grandparents and it includes babies. It's a communal thing, and it's a different show than I do when I'm out playing with my band. You know, by now we have this core group of people from the area, so it's a different sound. It's a different kind of a scene. A lot of participation. People sing along. People get up and dance whenever they feel like it. So it's pretty loose.
Now, obviously, you're down in New York, Dan, and I presume you know you're not coming up until the day of the show. How do you guys get together and figure out how you're going to play with the band?
Well, we have our routine down at this point, and I figure out a set list about a month in advance, and everybody does their homework, and I come up on Friday night, and we all rehearse and have dinner on Friday night, and then play the shows on Saturday. So there is rehearsal, but everybody's done their homework, so the rehearsal is more of that's the party before the party.
And the two shows Saturday at Concord Hire are to benefit the Friendly Kitchen. Can you explain what that is and why you've chosen to throw your support that way?
Reasons. One, because Friendly Kitchen needs support, and when I was growing up in Concord, there weren't as many people having as much trouble day in and day out keeping their heads above water, and Friendly Kitchen is really doing so much to maintain the overall health of the community. And also, my mother was working with the Friendly Kitchen for a long time, so that was the other thing too. She asked me, and if your mother asks you to do something, then you got to do it.
Did that work for you too, Fiona? Did mom ask you to do something? You said, you know, I'm going to try this out.
Yeah. I guess I was in second grade, and a kid came to our school to play, and I went home and told mom that I wanted to play the fiddle. And a year later, I was still saying that. So she said, all right.
Music making is a joyous experience, and people musician, leave it to the professionals. And that's always been, again, why it's great to have Fiona and other young fiddlers up on stage. To me, they illustrate the joy of music making, and that includes everybody. And she's really good.
Thank you.
That's going to be a pretty cool thing to hear Dan Zane say you're pretty good. Yeah, I think so.
Really good. I thought I said really good, not pretty good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, Dan Zanes of Dan Zanes and Friends. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. And really appreciate you helping spread the word.
And fiddler Fiona Shea in studio here with us here in New Hampshire as well. You can see both of them up on stage at Concord High for two shows tomorrow at 11 a.m. and at 2 p.m.
Thank you. See you soon, Fiona.
Bye.